Mike, you're the day manager.
I am.
All right. And this is how many years of day managing?
My first. I'm a rookie manager. I did work here last year, so I knew a little bit of what I was getting into. And
so this is about 7 days of day managing.
Well, no, just today.
Oh, just today?
Yes. Each day there's a new person takes over. So.
And at 11:20, you're surviving?
Yes. Yeah. Got here about 5 o'clock this morning. Picked up the cinnamon rolls before that. So, yeah, it's going great.
And you had another important task just now.
Well, I was washing the dishes. Yes.
Management gets to do a little bit of everything.
That's right. I don't want the people who are really productive and out there selling distracted from that. So I'll just pitch in and do whatever I can to help out.
Say a little bit more about what the day manager does.
Yeah, basically, before the day even starts, it's recruiting individuals, make sure that we have all our slots filled. So I guess we start that process probably about 2 months in advance of the fair, the sign-up process, and then about a week ahead of time, make sure that everybody has their tickets, pass out instruction sheets, make sure that everybody understands when they need to show up, where they can park, what they need to wear, and just kind of a general background. So then the day of the fair, first task is to pick up the cinnamon rolls. We're great local vendors out in West Des Moines. So get there around 5 o'clock, bring those out here along with some other supplies. And, well, let me back up. I guess the night before is really when it starts. We have a meeting with the previous day's day manager and the next one. Get together, count money. Discuss whatever issues may have come up during the previous day, just so have a heads up as to what might be coming along. So, the next morning go to the cinnamon rolls, bring those out here, get those loaded, up, and then gonna make sure that everybody shows up and gets the place ready to open at 6 o'clock and start serving customers. So.
How many rolls did you bring in this morning?
it's probably. I think 10 dozen, something like that. Yeah, so it was dark, so I didn't count.
Did you get to sample any of the goods?
I really haven't eaten yet. I did have breakfast at home before I came out here, but kind of been running around. But I'm sure I will. It's good food, so definitely want to take
it. I asked Jeff earlier what his favorite was, and he said pulled pork. Do you have a favorite of what's on the menu?
That's a pretty good choice, and since he's the cook, I might, I'd hate to disagree with him, but I think it's all good. Depends on the time of day. It depends on the time of day. I'm pretty partial to the biscuits and gravy in the morning, turn down a hot dog too, or the beef burgers are good. The walking taco is really popular. As you can probably tell, I'm partial to all kinds of food. I don't like to discriminate, so I like them all. So.
All right. What's the most fun part of being a day manager that you've experienced so far?
Yeah, I think it's just the camaraderie of getting to work with the folks at church. My wife and I joined the church about a year ago, so. Last year, we really enjoyed the opportunity to work out here and get to know people, and now the chance to come back in a little different role is great. Get a little bit more behind the scenes look at how this works, and we've been doing this for six. I guess this is the 64th year. Started in 49. You can check my math on that, but I'm really impressed with the guys who put this all together. I'm just one cog in the big machine here, and they've really got it down to a science. It's really impressive. Do great work, great cause. Wonderful opportunity to come out and see really one of America's premier events. The Iowa State Fair. Get a chance to be an integral part of that, a small part, but get to be part of it. It's a great opportunity, and as I said, it's a great cause and great people to work with, and get to meet a lot of people out here too. So.
I've asked Dwayne earlier, and I'll ask you too, what's the largest benefit of doing this to the church?
Well, Well, I think, certainly there's a monetary return, but I think probably the bigger return is just, the fact that we're at this huge event. People get to, get to see us up close and in real life and get a better understanding of what it means to be a Methodist. And hopefully, a few of those will take a closer look at us and maybe join up. If not, hopefully we improve their lives in some little way. Not sure how, but just out here and being nice to people, serving good food, and just enjoying this great weather and just having a chance to talk to people, I think is a great benefit. So.
Thanks.
Okay.